want to hog the Farmacias.
This is great. I love this request thing.
Guardians for if anybody wants to ask for something in particular.
It's like a name that tune.
Are the tummies growling?
I think the people are hungry.
So here's some incentive. The food isn't warm yet.
Deepak.
Deepak. Yeah, right. When I asked Gaur Goswami years ago in Calcutta, do you play Deepak on the flute? He holds it up and says, why take the risk? Yeah.
Is there a rag that's naturally suited for a flute?
Is there a rag that's naturally suited for flute? Well, it's interesting. That's a good question because... Well, Bhopali's not actually.
Oh,
it really isn't, because the slide from Pa to Ga is problematic,
so you're kind of
faking it to do it. But I don't know. I mean, some people, like Haruji loves Hansadwani. I tend to like these ones that have, I guess what you could call a darker color. But Yaman is always beautiful on flute.
How about
Darbani?
What? Hansadwani, did you say?
Yeah.
I think you're leading a song. We want you to play. Did
you play Hansadwani?
Puri Kalyan. I can play Hansadwani. What I'd rather play.
You should play.
Is it my choice?
Play
Darbari.
Yeah, just play
Darbari. I mean, it's as dark as it can get.
We'll save that for Warren. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're giving it all.
Okay, well, here's what I'll do. I mean, this will be fun. We'll play a little bit in Sitarkani, and we'll take Shivranjani as kind of just the root raga, and then I'll do a little ragmala.
He'll play everybody.
So I have to say something here, and the kids who know me here know that I have a huge problem with Shivranjani.
You have a problem with
that? I used to.
Oh, God.
So then I heard some lovely things in Shivranjani a few months ago, and then the composition that I found by you on one of your CDs was absolutely beautiful.
Oh.
So Shivranjani and I are sort of
okay
making
now.
Up
you're
It's the Hindi film crowd.
This isn't Shivji we're talking about. This is Shivji. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll just use that as a little frame for...
Wonderful.
And if Mairami calls again, she can wait, all right?
Yeah.
Mairami is always on call, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Kana Garam?
Garam coffee, garam ho, garam garam na ho, moon na jalega.
Thank you so much, Steve G. Thank you so much. A couple of logistical things very quickly, but before that, I have to apologize for a couple of transgressions. First of
only
all, for
two?
Mangling your name, I'm
oh,
very sorry.
No.
Please pardon me for that. And Harry and G, I'm
worse.
So sorry I didn't introduce you.
Not at all.
Georgie, who epitomizes graciousness in many different ways, kind of made up for my cap and stood up and did that, so thank you so much.
No, I can totally acknowledge.
Welcome,
thank
and thank
you.
Thank you. So we're going to break for dinner, and I know we are here mostly for the music, so let's try to... try and get back in
eat
about half an hour to 40 minutes
and
or so.
Efficiency.
I do have to say, however, that I think you're also an epitome of graciousness.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll all go upstairs for dinner, and then let's try to come back here as soon as we can and keep going with the music.
Everybody
thank you.
Except me.
Remember that. Warren G doesn't get to eat.
No. That's very nice. Really enjoyed. Really enjoyed playing with you.
Definitely. It's first time I'm playing the flute. I'm used to playing the sitar and sarod, and they're usually it's just.